I am one that is very candid, open, and honest about singleness, but I wasn't always that way. In fact, growing up, I have always been very insecure of myself and of my singleness. I really want to share with you guys just my whole story of singleness and my life as far as that goes. So first things first, I've never dated in my life. I'm 23 and I've never dated anyone. I've talked to a few guys, but never really in a committed relationship or one that I would deem like we're dating. And it's one of those things where I feel like the guys wouldn't even say that we were dating. We were talking, we were getting to know each other, but it was nothing where it was a full-blown relationship. So I've never dated anyone. And with that comes again a lot of insecurities. Growing up, I always identified my singleness to be something of what I'm not. It's something that I'm lacking in. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not special enough. All these different things. I'm too fat. I'm too black. I'm too this. I'm too that. Like, to be honest with you guys, this is how I viewed my singleness. But recently, over the past few years, the Lord has given me the biblical context of singleness. And that's what I want to talk with you guys about, because I feel like what we see in the world is singleness being displayed, but in a way that was never biblically intended to live. And so what I mean by that is a lot of people are single and shacking, or a lot of people are single and dabbling here and dabbling there and dipping here and dipping there. And a lot of people are single and completely insecure about their singleness. No. Singleness has been created by God for a reason, for a purpose. And this is what the scriptures are telling us. So going back, I have, again, been single all my life, and I have desired to date for as long as I can remember. Even in elementary school, I remember having the desire in my heart. Even if I couldn't articulate it then, I just knew that I wanted to date. I knew that I wanted to get married. But the reality of my life and the desire of my heart didn't match up. There are so many things in our life where we are wondering, we're waiting, we're questioning, we're doubting, we're insecure about. So singleness is no different. But what has really been very helpful for me and my singleness and with the insecurities and the doubts and the questions is knowing what the Bible says about singleness. Biblical context about anything sets a firm foundation for your life that when the winds blow and the waves crash, you will still be standing firm because you are standing on Christ's words. I remember reading 1 Corinthians 7:7 specifically, and I was just blown away by the words. See, 1 Corinthians has been written by Paul. Paul was a man who wrote most of the New Testament. He has a story in and of itself that is very detailed, very inspiring, and just a testament of how the Lord can truly make beauty from ashes, because this guy, Paul, was a man who persecuted Christians. And then after an encounter with the Lord, he then became a proclaimer of Christ. The very person that he was persecuting people who were living for, he is now a proclaimer of him as well. And so Paul is writing in the scriptures about singleness. He talks about marriage. He talks about the beauty of that. And he also talks about the beauty of singleness. See, Paul, and I don't know anyone else that is plainly stated. You guys let me know if you know of a scripture, but I don't know of any other scripture that I have read that plainly states a person being single. Now, I know there's a lot of people that were widowed, but I'm talking about from the jump, they are single and they are boldly proclaiming it. That is Paul. Paul boldly declared that he was a single man, and he urged other single people to remain single. And then he was like, if you're not single, be single. He loved the single life, and there was a biblical context behind it. And I loved it so much because for me, I had always associated singleness with insecurity and doubt and worry and all these other things. I'm not good enough. I'm not great enough. I don't look good enough. All the different things when it came to my singleness, but no. The Bible says different. The Bible has a true meaning behind our singleness. And so in 1 Corinthians 7, I don't have my Bible with me, but I've read it enough and I've held it in my heart that I believe the Holy Spirit will get out what needs to be said. In 1 Corinthians 7, Paul talks about our devotion to the Lord, and he breaks it into two things. He talks about the single people's devotion to the Lord and the married people's devotion to the Lord and how they are different. So when it comes to the single people and their devotion to the Lord, he calls it an undivided devotion. We are fixated and focused on the Father and him alone. There's no other person that is going after our attention. We are not having a divided devotion. We are not distracted by another human being because we are single. And so our pursuits and our passions and our work and our drive is for the Lord and his kingdom. As far as with married people, it shows that your devotion will be divided. A wife has divided devotion as to how to meet the needs of her husband, and a husband has divided devotion as to how to meet the needs of his wife. Yes, they are also living for the Lord, but they are also meeting the needs of others. So that is something that I've learned. It is how your devotion will be depending on what place you are in. Another thing that I have learned, and I am a firm believer of it, you may disagree, and I've had some other people who have different perspectives, but I believe that singleness is not a season, at least not for everybody. What I mean by that is that singleness is a season for some, and it is a lifestyle for others. Look at Paul. Paul was a single man. That was his lifestyle. But then you can look at people in your life, and maybe you included, and you are in a dating, you're engaged, or you're married. So singleness for you, or for those that you know, were only single for a season. So I believe, and I have in the past, and I wish I would have known this scripture before, but I never want to lead any single person to believe that they will only be single for a season, because that is something that I cannot guarantee. I do not have the power to say that yes, your singleness will end soon and it's just a season in your life and you will get married. I'm not God. But what I do know is that singleness is seasonal for some and a lifestyle for others. And so if you don't understand the biblical context of singleness, whether it's seasonal or a lifestyle, you will miss the beauty of why you're in it. And I don't want to miss that anymore. And I have missed that in the past. And I know many people who are missing it because they don't understand the biblical foundation behind singleness. Whether, again, we are single or we are married, it is however we best glorify and serve the Lord. So if you are single right now, then you are best serving the Lord as a single person. If you are married right now, you are best serving the Lord as a married person. Not a hierarchy. Singleness is not at the bottom and married life is not at the top. Nor is it vice versa, where married life is at the bottom and single life is at the top. It is simply leveled on how you best serve the Lord.